We didn't pay salaries to employees for 3 months. One of them turned out to be a viral success, which was the silent ad, where on Instagram, there was a girl who was knocking at the screen and she said nothing in the whole ad. In fact, till today, people stop us and ask us about that ad and how we made it go viral.
Hello and welcome to the Josh Talks podcast, where we speak to inspiring individuals across India. I'm your host, Siddhant Nag, and today we're speaking to Arman Sood, the co-founder of Sleepy Owl. Sleepy Owl has sold cold and hot brewed coffee to more than 60,000 customers across 1,000+ retail outlets in India. Now, let's hear Arman's story. Hello Arman, welcome to the Josh Talks podcast. Tea is considered to be the national drink of India, yet you chose coffee to be your entrepreneurial venture. Can you tell us why?
What instantly comes to your mind when I talk about waking up and drinking a beverage? For most of you, the answer would be chai. Well, because we are considered a tea-loving nation. But what if I tell you in the last couple of years, this has changed and people enjoy waking up to a hot steaming cup of coffee? I've spent building this brand in this country and converting people in a tea-loving nation into a coffee-loving nation.
Each individual has their own career path. But you took the bold decision of switching from being a lawyer to an entrepreneur. What was going through your mind when you made this switch?
So I did what many of you may have done. I took physics, chemistry, math and bio. Said, theek hai, kuch bhi ban sakte hai. So I had all the subjects. But finally, when it came to the time to take a decision on what to do, I was thinking of becoming a marine engineer. And for that, I had to qualify a color blindness test. And when I took that test and failed miserably, I realized that this career path was no more possible for me. That's when my father said, Arman, you love debating, you love talking. Why not pursue a career in law? Why not become a lawyer and explore that field? And it sounded interesting. And I joined a law school called Jindal Law School, which was a new university at that time. And that's where I met my dear friend Ashwajit, who was my co-founder at a startup we did in law school and is my current co-founder at Sleepy Owl. Before joining law school, the word entrepreneurship wasn't in my dictionary. I didn't even know the word existed. But he encouraged me to look at and explore entrepreneurship and business as a potential career that we both could tread on. The idea was to solve problems. We were thinking of ideas in food and beverage, and that's when, while sitting at a coffee shop one day, Ashwajit came up with the idea of launching a coffee business. A little bit of research led us to realize that the coffee industry is dominated by two very, very large brands. All of you would recognize those brands, have seen it in your home and consumed it. But beyond those two brands, there was no recognizable brand that was popularizing coffee in India. And that's when Ashwajit and I realized that there's an opportunity here. And while researching it, we figured out that instead of launching a traditional product to compete with the large brands, we should innovate in the category. We discovered cold brew coffee, which is the method of brewing coffee in cold water overnight. It actually makes your coffee less bitter, less acidic. And with this realization, we were the first brands to pioneer cold brew coffee in India.
Arman, in your experience, what have been the reasons and tactics that attract a community towards a product?
We started the business at a ripe age of 24 in the year 2016. 2016 to 2018, without any experience in F&B, without any experience in the FMCG sector, we were able to gradually build a market leveraging the online tools, selling a product online. We were able to attract coffee lovers who wanted to experiment with new products, but because our packaging and our offering was so unique, even people who traditionally only consume tea would approach us and try our product and give us very positive feedback on it. But 2016 to 2018, we only had one SKU and we were very, very focused on growing this category. Gradually, once we became more experienced as entrepreneurs, once we learned more about the industry, about how retail works, how online selling works, how is it important to have a product with a long shelf life? How is it important to have products that can be sold ambient? We were able to innovate within the cold brew category. We became the first company in 2018 to launch a DIY cold brew, which is a do-it-yourself cold brew, a cold brew that consumers can actually make at home themselves. And this allowed us to scale pan-India and list then on platforms like Amazon, Big Basket, etc., that actually propelled us to the next level. Even though we started strictly as a direct-to-consumer company from our website, our learnings led us to understand that your product has to be available where the consumer is, right? And the consumer was shopping on multiple channels. That's how we scaled our company step by step. Along this journey, we spent more time at retail stores, where India shops, modern trade stores, general trade stores, kirana stores. And that's when we understood that while online is scaling and while our business is doing well among an audience that is comfortable shopping online, how do we get into consumers' homes who traditionally shop online, shop offline? And the offline market is a behemoth in itself. It's very, very difficult for small businesses to crack the offline market and get into retail stores and become in the consideration set of customers, right? Offline ke liye, we had to develop a different set of products. That's when we explored the ready-to-drink segment.
If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more inspiring talks like this, then don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon next to it. Now, let's continue. Starting up a business at the age of 24 must have been incredibly difficult. For starters, access to capital is so challenging. How did you manage to bootstrap and set up Sleepy Owl?
Sleepy Owl started as a bootstrap company. We put in our savings and a little bit of money that we borrowed from our parents. The three co-founders borrowed close to 15 lakhs to get the business off the ground. Once the business was off the ground, we spent the first 2 years of our business really perfecting our product, the supply chain, understanding who the consumer was. While it may seem like a long time, it was very important for us to do this right, to do this well. Because 2 years in, when our business reached a certain traction, we were able to get investment interest from a lot of parties. We raised our first round of 3.5 crore rupees from DSG Consumer Partners, which is a very renowned and well-known investment firm in the FMCG and food and beverage space. They've invested in some amazing companies and they were kind enough to work with us closely, understand our vision to disrupt the coffee market in India. And they became our partners, not just investors, in 2018 when we raised our first round. Using that capital, we were actually able to work closely with partners, manufacturers, retailers to actually bring this product to more and more people.
Most of us talk about a life pre and post COVID. But what was that phase like for you and for Sleepy Owl?
Right before COVID, when every business was shutting down, every factory was closing, we were very, very confused as to how we would get out of this. But that's when again, we applied the entrepreneur's mindset, the Jugadu mindset. I remember actually waking up in the morning, standing at the police station, getting passes, not for myself, but also for the rest of the team. I was running a shuttle service where we would actually pick up people from their houses, bring them to our factory, make sure manufacturing is on. We even made up a story to police officers that coffee is an essential commodity or log coffee ke bina jee nahi sakte. And most places where we were stopped, we were allowed to actually go ahead and escape that. The first 2 months of COVID were extremely challenging. We were experimenting and making ads so that we could convince consumers to at least try our products. When you keep experimenting and you keep trying, you hit gold. One of our many ads, and we had many failures, but one of them turned out to be a viral success, which was the silent ad, where on Instagram, there was a girl who was knocking at the screen and she said nothing in the whole ad. It was just her knocking and some description, and that ad actually went viral. In fact, till today, people stop us and ask us about that ad and how we made it go viral. The only thing that we did was we kept trying. We didn't stop until something clicked. And that is again the resilience of an entrepreneur to go on, be innovative, think out of the box, and things will start to work for you.
Arman, as we conclude, with the benefit of your own journey, can you share with our listeners what makes for a successful entrepreneur?
I think for entrepreneurs, it is very important to add value to a customer's life and not worry about investor valuations. The whole reason why entrepreneurs exist is to solve problems and change customers' lives by creating a solution for a problem that they face. If you actually cater to customers and solve their problems, investors will follow and valuation will follow. But if you chase investors and you chase valuation, there is no guarantee that customers are going to come to you. So always build for the consumer, not for the market or for the investor. I think entrepreneurs fail when they're not willing to adapt, when they're not willing to rethink why they started what they did or what problem they were solving or actually listening to consumer insights. The more you listen, the more you react to those insights, the more you pivot and change how you approach the problem at hand, you will survive. You can rebuild and reinvent yourself. If you get too stuck to what's in your mind or the way you think the world works, that usually leads to a block, an obstacle that you can't overcome. If you're willing to take a step back, actually appreciate and understand feedback that comes to you and continue to upskill yourself and even learn from mentors around you, that is what actually makes a founder succeed and for a business to succeed.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon to keep up with Josh. You could also click the three dots and then the share button to send a dose of inspiration and Josh to your friends and family. We hope that today's episode encourages you to take action and achieve your goals, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Josh Talks podcast with me, Siddhant Nag.